So you were mentioning this patient you saw that you start on sorafenib. Do you feel any differently now about that decision or those types of decisions in the face of what you've seen here at ASCO?
I think I will continue to modulate for the patients who are asymptomatic and who don't have a lot of risk of hypertension. I would just put them on sorafenib, I think. And for the patients who I really want to see a response, who may have some pain or liver metastases or bone pain, I'm going to use Sutent.
Can you tease out a little bit more? Because you hear this a lot, this concept of, quote, sorafenib is, quote, a little bit easier on the patient. Mm-hmm. But yet the numbers you just described,
right.
It doesn't. And, of course, you all are seeing all these people. So we try to pull it out of you. What is it that you're seeing
right.
that makes you feel this way?
It's just anecdotal reality. You know, the patients I've had on Sutent, for example, will immediately start feeling better if they have pain or anorexia from their cancer. It's rather quick. It may be within a week or two.
It's like what's seen with the lung cancer with erlotinib.
Exactly.
I mean, on occasion.
On occasion. It's very quick. Now, they'll very quickly also get fatigue and stomatitis and some leukopenia.
Is this improvement in symptomatology the rule or the exception?
I think it's pretty common. No one has really looked at the speed with which that occurs in Sutent or sorafenib. My experience with sorafenib is that I've mostly used it on fairly asymptomatic patients, so it's a little hard to quantify it. I've tended to go Sutent for symptomatic, sorafenib for asymptomatic. And that may be a false dichotomy, but that just seems the way it's worked out for my practice.
Is it your feeling that in the long run, the ability to control the tumor is essentially going to turn out to be equivalent, but it's more the response or symptom improvement that you think you're seeing with the sunitinib?
Yeah, the platelet-derived growth factor is the one thing that Sutent does that sorafenib doesn't do. And as you imagine, these tumors evolve, right? If they're well-differentiated grade 1, by the time they get to grade 4, they may be sort of virulent and only use a few pathways. If the VEGF and PDGF pathways are more commonly used in the advanced cases, having a dual blockade in those patients may, in fact, induce a response differently than sorafenib. I honestly think that all of these tumors are going to find a way around this blockade. We are not getting complete responses. We're not getting cures. And they will almost all become resistant to these drugs. And you'll have to switch to the other alternative drug. Brian Rini reported that you get clear-cut objective responses after bevacizumab therapy is given for Sutent. He showed data from the Cleveland Clinic's practice patterns that if you failed sorafenib, you can respond to Sutent and vice versa. And I've heard that from other docs as well, that they have clear evidence of a sorafenib benefit after Sutent failure and vice versa.